Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday.
Ooh.
Feeling good. Thank you for waking up with us. My name is Edgar. This is Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Josh Leyva.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Tamra.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
Excited about today's show. Miss Motivation herself, Normani, at 8 a.m. Man, she told us some amazing stories about her being in Rihanna's Fenty fashion show.
Oh, my gosh.
The moment that Rihanna pulled her aside by the arm and said some crazy stuff to her.
Oh, yeah. You can tell she's just living her best life right now. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. That, like, she knows that she's about, there's buzz around her, and she's about to kind of just blow up.
Yeah, that's happening right around 8:05 this morning. Talking about living your best life, not every day. Do you feel like you're living your best life? Sometimes there's some issues, some things that are going wrong in your life. And you always get somebody that tells you this after you vent to them. Listen, things could be worse. Oh. Like, yo, you know what?
So
you know what? I feel so much better now. I appreciate you. And then you almost ask, like what, bro?
Yeah.
Like, how could it be worse? And then they kind of stall and they don't have anything else to say.
Right.
So, like, just, you know. Just
could be
more
could
bad.
Be
worse.
Could be.
Kids in Africa.
You know?
Right. Okay. Anyways, I'm going to give you a story. If you're that person that tells other people things could be worse, I'm going to give you a story to tell in that moment when somebody asks you, for example, like what?
Okay.
You could say this. Listen, things could be worse. You could be one of the firefighters in Australia. This is a true story. That had to battle a massive semen explosion.
What?
After a fire erupted inside a bull artificial insemination facility that has huge cylinders filled with semen.
Oh my gosh. Did they have to save the semen?
Save the baby bulls! Baby calves!
Oh,
this is legit one of the descriptions. The firefighters had to dodge projectiles coming at them. No pun intended. They literally had to dodge them, yo. Who knew semen was so flammable? Did anybody in this room know that? DJ Majestic, if anybody knew this, you would.
I never try to set it on fire when I have it, so.
When I have it. When I possess it.
I wouldn't know if it's flammable or not.
It's a new science project
some
right
homework.
There. But anyways, now you know.
Wow.
Oh my god.
What to say when you tell somebody life could be worse and they go, like, what? Semen.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
I know it's only Thursday, but you play Danza Kuduro. Anytime, any moment, it feels like Friday night.
It's like Friday night, baby.
So
it.
Good. Good morning. 97.1 Amp Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us. Do you believe UFOs are real? Do they exist, Chelsea?
Definitely.
Josh?
100%.
I want to hear your guys' reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
But first, if you don't believe, what do you say about this? Let's have ABC7 report what just got announced by the U.S. Navy.
Now at 11, a stunning admission by the U.S. Navy. UFOs are for real. You may remember.
They're not real. Oh. They're faux real.
Oh, real for real.
Navy, UFOs are for real. You may remember these videos from U.S. Navy pilots that came to light earlier this year. They show objects accelerating to hypersonic speed and making movements described as beyond the physical abilities of a human crew. Today, the Navy confirmed it has no idea what those objects are and officially considers them unidentified aerial phenomena.
What?
Okay, plain devil's advocate here.
Okay.
What if there's like a real life Iron Man?
Ooh.
Let's say Elon Musk.
Okay.
And he's just the one creating these gadgets, but he's not letting anybody else know. And he's like testing them out.
Wow.
Like the next level Tesla, but flying.
Yeah, but
UFO Tesla.
I feel like UFO sightings have been going on for years.
Before Elon Musk.
Before Elon existed, you know?
What if Elon Musk has been around for that long?
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I would believe it. I would believe it.
Right?
Absolutely.
Chelsea, why do you believe in UFOs?
I think that's, I just kind of said it, but it's like UFO sightings have been going on. There's too many UFO sightings that have happened. There's crop circles. There's things that can't be explained that I just feel like there has to be some truth to it.
Josh, how about yourself, bro?
Okay, so UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So not only do I believe in UFOs, but I also believe in aliens that are controlling the UFOs.
Got it.
Outside life flying these aircrafts. Universe is too big, man. Okay.
So there's life beyond planet Earth. That's what you're saying.
I think it would be silly to not think that.
So the good news about that, both for you, Josh, and Chelsea, since you guys are struggling right now and are single, there's hope for you.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Man.
Potentially on another planet.
My alien future dream boy is out there.
We need to be dating app for that. We need to create a dating app for that.
Chelsea's like, please tell me you know how to play the guitar.
Oh, he can do all the things.
Oh, hey. Yeah. All right. Good times.
Do you?
I don't know where I stand on this. You know what it is? I just rather not think about it. I'm like, if they exist, cool. If they don't, whatever. Chelsea's just what it is. I got way too many other things to think about in life than do UFOs exist or not. If they do, cool. Whatevs, what's up? Let's hang out. It's all good.
Hey, look, you brought the topic up. So,
no, I'm saying. So what's interesting about this is that coming up at 7 a.m., we're going to have our promo crew, the Amp Hype Bros, Dan Wow and Joe Wow from our street team. They're actually going to go to Area 51 this weekend.
It's not going to be a great idea.
I know the Storm Area 51 thing got canceled because the FBI and the government got involved. They're still going to go.
Good.
To not just the music festival in Vegas, but Area 51 as well. And they say that even though two YouTubers from the Netherlands just recently got arrested for trespassing, they say they have the way to get in without getting arrested.
Oh my gosh, who's gonna bail them out?
7 a.m., we'll talk to them.
The Chelsea Report.
So we all thought Nicki Minaj was retiring to start a family.
First of all, I never thought that was real.
Yeah.
I remember clearly around this time being like, guys, this is all marketing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She needs a little clout, she's feeling alone for whatever reason, even though she's one of the greatest MCs to ever live. So I never believed it, Chelsea.
Okay, well, I'm going to say it, Edgar. Then maybe you were right because she tweeted about it a couple weeks ago. And now she's saying in a new interview that she's releasing an album that she's super excited about. and her words are, she says, her new album will be fierce, fun, and unapologetic.
Yeah, well.
And it's the most excited she's been about an album in a while. Okay. And also, she isn't making her fans wait too long, meaning it should be out soon. But it's unclear if she did this interview before her retirement announcement. But either way, it's sort of like, okay, you were never planning to retire.
Right, because
you know what I mean?
I'm assuming that after she drops the album, she's not just going to just let it chill. She's going to want to promote it and work or, develop a tour, Josh, absolutely, or something along those lines, right?
Yeah, so if she did say this before the retirement announcement, it was like something rubbed her wrong. She wanted attention in some way. I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way, there is an album in the works.
I'm excited for that.
It should be out soon.
We need some music from Nicki. I'm down.
Absolutely. Yep. Katy Perry, so she was hanging out with Ellen DeGeneres on her show yesterday and talked about how important it was for her and Taylor Swift to make amends. It was a huge story.
We made amends, and I'm all about redemption and forgiveness and for setting an example for those younger people that it can be cool to, you know, ask for forgiveness and like confront someone that you may have an issue with or a problem with and talk it out.
And Katy also said that she was the one who got the ball rolling for them to make amends.
I sent a literal olive branch to her tour, and then we started seeing each other out and about, and I just would walk up to her and say, hey, how are you? It's like we have so much in common. I was like, we should really be friends over that.
First of all, I applaud that. That is awesome. Congrats, Katy and Taylor, for accepting the apology. Number two, what was this whole fight about?
I don't know.
Oh, it was about the backup dancers. So basically, Taylor Swift was using one of her backup dancers on her tour. And then when Katy's tour started up, in the middle of Taylor's tour, the backup dancer went back to Katy's tour. So it was this whole thing about a backup dancer. But apparently that dancer said that he already made that agreement clear. So it was a whole thing.
Why aren't they just mad at the backup dancer?
I know.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like when two girls are fighting over a guy in like a love relationship.
Right.
And like and the dude's playing both of them. And they get mad at each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, blame the dude.
And the dude's just chilling.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, good. I'm glad they're good to go.
Me
Josh,
too.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to extend an olive branch to somebody you did wrong, bro?
Yeah, I have. I had a roommate, okay, and he was dating somebody at the time, and me and him were clashing. We were just having those roommate, you know, conflicts and stuff, and I kind of talked bad about him to his current girlfriend.
Oh,
it was bad, man, and that stirred up the pot even more. It just heated up everything. There was so much tension in the house. I ended up moving out. We stopped being friends for about a year, and then, you know, I reached out to him one day, and I was like, listen, man, I got to talk to you. I really got to apologize for, like,
how long after that was it?
A year.
Oh, wow.
We didn't talk for a year. And he was like my best friend.
And you guys are good now?
Oh, we're boys.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Did you ever hook up or kiss with his girl?
Be honest.
No.
No,
I didn't, guys.
There it is. Why else would you talk smack to his girlfriend, man? Trying to swoop her, but I'm glad you're good now.
There we go.
Also, I'm hoping, back to the Katie and Taylor thing, I hope that Taylor asked Katie to be a part of her festival.
Yes.
For the Love Fest. That's kind of what I'm wondering if that's going
to
happen.
Here at SoFi Stadium, that's going to be ready to go next summer in Inglewood. Mm-hmm. That would be dope, Chelsea.
Putting it out there. All right, that is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For more details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 7 a.m., we're going to drop the top five most streamed songs in L.A.
The Remix Battle. With Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 AMP Radio.
All right, familiar. Chance to win 4 tickets to cheer on the UCLA Bruins versus Oregon State going down Saturday, October 5th at the legendary Rose Bowl. All you got to do is guess the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics. Do not get swayed by the beat. The beat is another song. DJ Majestic is tricky, slimy, and he's coming for your tickets.
Slimy? Where'd that come from?
I don't know, bro. I just started thinking of stuff.
I got you.
You're just loves in it, man. All right, let's go to the phone lines. He's like, who told you? Lisa from Irvine. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Lisa? Why do you believe you can beat DJ Majestic today?
I've listened to your station regarding this particular set of the activity. I've listened for about 3 months. I've known every single song.
Ooh, three months.
Wow. 3 months, you've known every single song.
Whoa.
Almost every single one. I'm going to miss two. Okay.
You know what's interesting, Lisa, is we just started doing this a month ago, bro. So who else is doing this bit? That's funny. Anyways, hang tight, Lisa, because we have Michelle from Calabasas saying, you know what? If you don't guess correctly, she's going to jack your tickets. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you want to say to Lisa?
Just wishing her best of luck, and I hope DJ Majestic does not make me fail today. I know he got this.
Oh, okay. DJ Majestic, turn you on. Hey, side note, Michelle, since you live in Calabasas, did you ever see Kanye West's dome-shaped homes that he was building in his backyard?
No, I have not.
Mm. Okay.
I want to see it, but I have not.
Yeah, well, they removed them, unfortunately, because apparently people like yourself complained about it. But hold on. All right, here we go. They did, right? The people living in Calabasas were complaining about it. All right, cool.
They did.
Lisa, here we go. What is the name of this song? This one's a tough one, DJ Majestic. This is not fair, bro. Uh-oh.
You know what? I will give you a hint. You will find the title of the song in the lyrics.
Ooh,
okay.
I'll give you that.
Hint. Okay.
It is a big hint.
Here we go, Lisa. What's the name of the song based only on the lyrics?
I got it. That's not difficult.
What is it,
Lisa? Go Loco. YG.
Oh, shoot.
You didn't even wait.
Can we give her a second chance?
You know what? We're going to do it just for fun, but you did not win. That's not the correct answer, but I'm going to give you a second chance just for fun, right? But try to listen to more of the song. Here it goes.
Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper. Toda mi gente se mueve. Mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene. El mundo nos quiere, me quiere a mí. Toda mi gente se mueve.
Lisa, now, what is it?
It's Daddy Yankee.
I like how Daddy Yankee is the title of a song.
No, I mean, he's the artist.
Yes, Lisa.
The artist the name of the song is Calma.
That's incorrect.
That's another Spanish song. Yeah. She's naming all the Spanish songs she knows, even though YG, not necessarily a Spanish, but they say Go Loco a lot.
Right.
And María, that's a Spanish word. I'm sorry, Lisa. It's actually Mi Gente by J Balvin. Appreciate you trying, though. Michelle from Calabasas, congratulations.
I feel bad.
Oh, you get 4 tickets to cheer on the UCLA Bruins, all right?
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, cell phone signal is terrible in Calabasas. Mm-hmm. Happens to me all the time. I'm always hanging out in Calabasas.
You are.
I hate it so much. It
sucks, huh?
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on. Anyways, Chelsea, what you working on coming up next?
So Taylor Swift finally gives her side of the story with her feud with Kim and Kanye, and she does not hold back. So I got details on that coming up next in Chelsea Report around 7:50.
Thank you, Chelsea. We gave the correct answer, right? It's Mi Gente, J Balvin.
Yep,
all right, cool.
That's right.
The Chelsea Report.
Iggy Azalea is clapping back at Wendy Williams, and it's all because of what Wendy said about Iggy on her show this week.
Somebody in our morning meeting said, well, they waited for, who's the Australian girl with the fake body?
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea. I said, people waited for Iggy Azalea. I don't know.
So double this right there.
Mm-hmm.
Why are people waiting for her?
Yeah.
And the whole fake body situation.
Yeah. Wendy, always getting herself in trouble. So Iggy, of course, defended herself, tweeting out, who's the crackhead in the halfway house with the gossip show gosh. Thing?
Hey, that's not a clapback. That's like a whole, like, clothesline back.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, because obviously Wendy has been very vocal about her fight with addiction. So, yes, a little feud going on there.
But let me ask you this. Does anybody feel that Iggy went too far, or did Wendy deserve some of that?
I mean, be honest.
I think it's so hard. Like, I obviously don't want there to be feuds, especially between women. I hate that. Yeah. But I also think that, like, Wendy sometimes, like, she says these really awful, mean things to people that, like, I don't blame Iggy for being so upset about it, you know? So it's like, should she have gone that far? Maybe not, but I also am not mad at Iggy for it in a weird way.
People just want to snap at people and just not expect anything back. If you go and bring the heat,
you better
be ready for the fire.
Facts. All right, cool. Thank you, guys.
Speaking of another feud, Taylor Swift is finally giving her side of the story to her highly publicized 2016 feud with Kanye West. She said, and this is so interesting, that basically when they did reconcile a few years ago, she said, you know, Kanye would be sweet to her, but she quickly realized he was being very two-faced because then he'd take shots at her for no reason. So example would be that infamous phone call where she agreed to let Kanye rap about her, but then behind her back, he added that line, I made that be famous. Mm.
South sad that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why I made that famous.
So it was like that line she had no idea about. And then she said, and this was interesting, in 2015 at the VMAs, she presented Kanye with the Video Vanguard Award. And she said Kanye called her personally and asked her. She was flattered, wrote up this speech. But then when she got up on stage and she's standing there next to Kim with her arm around Kim, you know, and they're having this moment, he got up on stage and was like, yeah, but MTV just got Taylor to do this for ratings. So kind of like disregarded the fact that it actually was a meaningful conversation he had with Taylor. So there was that. And then she just basically said in this interview, she got really sick of the dynamic between them, and it wasn't just based on what happened with that one phone call. It was a chain reaction of things, and it also stemmed from her the time at the VMAs in 2009 when he got up on stage and intercepted her winning the award, said Beyonce should have won it. And she said, ever since then I had this sort of like wound that I always felt like I needed to prove myself to Kanye. And so it was the chain reaction that was this constant slap in the face that caused her to just be like so upset.
Kanye would say to that probably like, so thanks to me, you're so good because I motivated you to be better.
Right, yeah, he'll use it.
Well, listen, man, I think to wrap this up, and the learning lesson here is in real life, we all have friendships with people.
Right.
That sometimes go sideways. Yep. They say stuff about us, we say stuff about them, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But then it becomes a behavior pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about what Taylor Swift did is she just took herself out of that situation.
Yeah.
And there's got to be a point in time when you're like, hey, if you're not happy in that friendship,
bounce.
And it's not a two-way street and it's actually double-sided in the face, you got to bounce, man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just keep doing you.
And respect for her for talking about it and letting everyone know the true story. So that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For more details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
All right. After talking about so many fears.
Sorry about that, guys. Ooh, it's heavy.
Let's talk about some positive things, right?
Yes.
We got to hang out with Normani yesterday.
She's so sweet.
She is awesome, guys.
Yeah, she really is.
Motivation, song, music video, broke the internet. So good. And she confessed to us probably the most epic, most amazing moment for her when Rihanna handpicked her to walk and perform in her Fenty fashion show in New York City. She tells us exactly what happened when she just like, I can't believe this is happening to me now. What did Rihanna say? What did she do? You'll find out coming up next.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We got to hang out with Normani yesterday. Mm-hmm. Super talented. That music video, Motivation, broke the internet. Late 90s inspired music video. She said she was watching J-Lo's I'm Real music video, and she was like, that's what I want to do.
Yes.
And she's a dope dancer, man. Normani's mm-hmm. amazing. So we're going to share some highlights from our sit-down hangout session that we had with her yesterday. We're going to kick off. She co-wrote this song, Motivation, with Ariana Grande. They built a really cool friendship, Chelsea.
Well, it's cool, and they just went on tour together, so it was so fun to see her come out and be like, this is my first like debut solo single, right. And I co-wrote it with Ari, who's become a good friend of mine. So we asked her, we were like, what was the moment you knew, like, how did you realize Ari, she's a real friend? She is the realest. She's not just like an acquaintance friend.
I would definitely say just her as a human being and her as an individual, you know, like it's really, really hard to come across friends, especially in this industry, mm-hmm. And people with kind heart and real good intention, you know, not from a malicious standpoint or like, oh, what can I get out of being friends with this person? Like, she's not looking for anything in return. She's genuinely like one of the most kind, pure, like, she's funny as hell. Like, she's probably the funniest person I know. Like, some of the things that come out of her mouth, I'm like, how did your brain even orchestrate that? But she's just been very, very supportive of me. Like, she tells me how big of a fan that she is all the time. She's like, you're our queen. You're our next queen.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Chelsea, why don't you say that to me?
What
friend are you?
Both of you are my queens.
I'm like, if nobody tells you you're a queen, like Ari tells me, then you don't want him as a friend.
Yeah, so.
That's the new standard.
That should be.
Let that be known. That is the new standard. Right. If your friends aren't calling you queen, Josh, from now on, bro, I'm calling you queen.
I'm queen, baby.
That's the next level.
Wait, who's going to call me queen?
I'll call you queen.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. I think that's what's been really cool about Normani is seeing that, like, you know, obviously her solo career is bubbling up, but she's really just attracting the most amazing people into her life. I mean, Beyonce's come out and said great things about her. Rihanna now, she was just in Rihanna's Fenty fashion show, which airs tomorrow.
On Amazon.
Yeah. And so, of course, we had to ask her about that during the interview as well. I just kind of asked her, like, how did it feel to have Rihanna handpick her to be a key part of the show, and what was the highlight?
I love her so much. Like, everything that she stands for, everything that she's done and gracefully. So just the fact that, you know, she wanted me to be a part of her special moment. This is, like, her passion, you know, really diving into the fashion space, and this is her baby. So for her to want me to be a part of that, something that means so much to her, meant everything to me. And she wanted me to dance. Like, she didn't want me to just perform or sing. Like, she asked me specifically to, she's like, I want you to just go in, like, dance. And it was cool, too, because in the dress rehearsal, I probably would have been freaking out if I knew that she was actually out there watching me. But me being on stage, I can't really see that far.
Right.
Anyway, and everything was kind of blacked out. But apparently she was jumping, like, up and down, just so excited and, like, yes, girl. Like, in her accent, I can't do it. It wouldn't be as sexy, but, like, just cheering me on and really, really super excited. So
that's so awesome right there. And you know what was really cool about it? Just how open she was about mm-hmm. many things. And we'll have the full interview up at ampradio.com shortly. But afterwards, we got to catch up with her dad.
I love it.
Derek.
Yeah.
Such a great... And I was like, hey, Derek, I got two little daughters, man. You did an amazing job with Normani. I want my daughters to also financially support me. No, I didn't say that. No, but I was like, no. You could tell she's super humble.
Yeah.
She's centered, getting all this hype from queens.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Rowland, Beyonce, you mentioned them, Chels. But yet still remains humble. And he's like, you know what? At the center of our life always has been family and faith.
Yeah. Wow.
And as long as that's at the center...
Yep.
This is what you're going to get. And I was like, yo, thank you for the wisdom,
dude.
Derek.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
You guys smell that?
What is it? Don't do it.
Smells,
who did it?
Smells like The Weeknd.
Oh.
I smell The Weeknd. It's just around the corner. Chelsea's like, Chelsea's smelling for farts.
Yeah, I was like, it wasn't me this time.
This time. I knew it was you, Chels. How come girls always get away with it?
I know.
Yo. Real talk, no competition. Women's silent but deadlies are way worse than us dudes.
We don't do that.
Okay, whatever.
Silent, but you just admit
it.
Do.
You just admit it to it, Chelsea. Whatever. All right, I will never get tired of saying this. Another gorgeous day in LA. High of 78 degrees and sunny by this afternoon. I'll never get tired of saying that because I left home for a few years, 10 years to be exact. I left LA and I lived in Dallas and New York, and you didn't say that every day.
Yeah.
Doing radio. I was like, oh, tornado watch.
It's raining again.
Negative 10 degrees.
Wow.
So enjoy, embrace it. Chelsea, what's coming up next?
So Nicki Minaj is definitely pulling on our heartstrings, I would say. She just made an announcement that has everyone very confused and scratching their heads. So details on that coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 8:50.
Thank you, Chelsea.
The Chelsea Report.
I am so loving Kelly Clarkson's new talk show. I don't know if you guys have checked it out yet.
That is the best idea yet on TV because her personality is so real.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
She's just genuinely fun and funny, but also like uplifting, you know?
Yes. Well, in the latest episode, she had an American Idol Season 1 reunion, which was incredible. She had Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, the original judges on, and then also the runner-up of the first season who Kelly beat out, Justin Greene.
The dude with the hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
They all came on the show, and it was really cool. They were all just like reminiscing about the first season, and I thought this was interesting. Simon admitted that he didn't even think American Idol was going to last two seasons.
Wow.
I actually genuinely do not believe we would be sitting here today if you hadn't entered the show.
Oh, yeah.
We had to find a star who was going to sell records. When you delivered that moment on that first live show, and when you sang that winning song at the end,
it was a game changer.
And obviously he's talking to Kelly because she won the first season of American Idol. It's so funny because I was thinking back to it. And do you remember how like low budget that first season was? It was like, well, compared to like what it is now or what it was at the end, you know, before it just changed. But
I think it was a combination of it being low budget and my TV being real low budget. Hold the antenna. Like,
which one was it?
But that moment was epic. And moment like this.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm just crying.
Yes.
I don't want to cry or else I would continue singing.
It was cool too in that interview. Simon said, he goes, you know, I've noticed one thing about my career. Like, we had such a great chemistry that, like, it makes me want to do something else with you guys again, which makes me feel like he was queuing up. Uh-oh. And they didn't announce anything, but I feel like he was queuing up that maybe they're working on a show together. Maybe the next version. It couldn't be American Idol. Obviously, American Idol is still going on.
Right.
It wouldn't, you know, Simon works on America's Got Talent right now and X Factor, but it sounds like maybe they're cooking something up, which I think is interesting.
Isn't Kelly on The Voice?
She is, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't involve Kelly.
Coach?
But who knows? But it was interesting. I got very excited because, I mean, old school American Idol was just my jam.
And you also have a huge crush on Simon Cowell.
I love him. He's like my favorite. I've interviewed him a bunch of times. And I remember the first time I interviewed him, I was like so nervous because he's just cutthroat. I was like, he's going to tear me apart. Yeah. And he's the most genuine, like, realest person ever.
Cool,
so I think he's really cool. So fantastic. All right. So I thought Nicki Minaj was retiring. At least that's what she tweeted a couple weeks ago. She said she was going to retire to start a family. Everyone was freaking out. Well, now she's saying she's releasing an album.
I didn't say I was going to retire. I said I needed to change my tire.
And
that's what I was saying. You guys misread that. I got a flat tire.
Right. Yeah. And she's saying that her album will be fierce, fun, and unapologetic, and it's the most exciting thing she's most excited she's been about an album. And don't worry, guys. Fans don't have to wait too long. And so, I think it was just a little bit of a marketing thing going on there.
It's marketing. It's the fact that she's in her feels, feeling a certain kind of way, which she shouldn't be, man. Again, we say this over and over again. She's one of the greatest MCs, male or female, to ever do it. She doesn't need that kind of clout. But it reminds me sometimes, like, when you were a kid and you were mad that your best friend wasn't paying attention to you.
I know.
So, you know what? You're not my friend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then they go play with somebody else. They're like, no, hold on. We're friends again. Like, come back over, dog. You know? So anyways, wishing her all the best. Can't wait to hear
new music from Nicki. Yeah. Exciting stuff. All right, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For more details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up next at 9 a.m., we're going to drop the top 5 most streamed songs in L.A.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
I just want to apologize in advance for what's about to happen live here on 97.1 Amp Radio. We're also live on Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. We have our promo squad, the Amp Hype Bros, in the building, disguised full body as aliens.
Oh my god.
And not only that, but they have inflatable alien babies in their hands. I don't know if they procreated with each other or how these babies were procreated, but we'll leave that for another day. They're about to share with you what their mission this weekend is. And one of them is to get into Area 51 without getting arrested. Two YouTubers from the Netherlands just got arrested for trespassing.
Yeah.
And when they got arrested, they told authorities, we didn't know.
Okay.
Duh. Bye. So you guys allegedly have a way to sneak into Area 51, this highly secure, secretive military base, where allegedly there's some alien activity there, without getting arrested.
Yeah, no, that's correct.
Before you tell me what the secret is, give me your itinerary in Vegas, because you guys are going out there for Life is Beautiful, another music festival. And last time we sent you guys to Vegas to cover the Billboard Music Awards, Danwell, you ended up in the ER, bro.
I did.
Because you guys partied so hard. So what's coming first? What are you guys doing first in Vegas?
We're going to go to an alien festival at 8 p.m. in Vegas. And what else?
Okay, so let's explain what that is. Mm-hmm. The creator of Storm Area 51, Matty Roberts, who wanted millions of people to storm this military base, canceled that, and then was going to create a music festival there, canceled it because the FBI showed up at his house. So now he's doing a music festival in downtown Vegas. So you're going to that.
Yes.
Dressed as aliens.
Yes, that's correct. We're going to go talk to Matty Roberts and try to get some advice. You know, how to sneak into Area 51.
Do we know he knows how to sneak in? Because
we don't know.
Has he even been there? I know he started the Facebook page, but
I'm pretty sure as soon as the FBI showed up at his house, he's like, all right, tight, I'm not going. Appreciate you. So from there, that's happening what night?
So that's going to happen tonight.
Okay, you guys are flying to Vegas tonight. Yes, so after that's over, at what point do you go to the military base, Area 51?
We're going to leave like immediately afterwards. So probably around like 10 tonight. We're trying to be there at 3 a.m. That's when the event's happening, at 3 a.m.
And what makes you guys believe, the Amp High Bros, that you're not going to get arrested like everybody else that's trying to sneak into Area 51?
Look at us right now. Yeah, we're aliens.
Oh, my God.
We'll tell the authorities we are aliens and we live there.
So we're dressed as aliens.
So they'll let us in. Hopefully the FBI's not waiting for us outside of this building at the moment.
Because when they get you for trespassing, you'd be like, no, we're not. We're not aliens. Humans.
Yeah. Like we're the YouTubers.
We're supposed to be here.
Exactly.
In Area 51, because we're obviously aliens. Look at us.
Yeah. That's the whole point. That's why we're dressed right now as aliens.
They're going to welcome you.
Exactly.
They're going to open the doors.
And we have two babies with us. Alien babies. So they should let us in.
Yeah.
We'll tell the cops.
We have alien babies. So take us back into Area 51.
They got to see their moms. So they're going to let us go back to Area 51 and we're in.
That's the plan.
All right. And then if you guys don't get arrested there, you're going to go to Life is Beautiful in Vegas as well.
Yeah. We're going to be dressed as aliens there too.
All right. Great. You guys are going to be live on Instagram while you guys are there tonight going into Friday morning.
At 2 a.m.
What's your Instagram account?
Amp Hypros.
At Amp Hypros.
Yes, AMPHYPEBROS.
Tomorrow, hopefully we'll have an update from them.
Okay.
Either from Vegas or a jail in Vegas. We'll let you know coming up next. Love you guys. Wish you all the best, all right?
Love you guys.
Hype.
Hold on. Our phone screen is Steven's telling me we need to get this call.
What is it?
He's typing in the title, what it's about. Okay, so apparently there's one of our listeners that says that she speaks from experience and wants to stop the Amp High Bros from actually storming Area 51. She speaks from experience.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Gotta go to commercials, but coming up next, we'll talk to her, find out why. Grace from Chino Hills, what do you want to say to the Amp High Bros that are about to storm Area 51 disguised as aliens with baby aliens tonight?
I want them to know that they very well may make it into Area 51, but they'll probably never get out because the first thing they're going to want to do is dissect them.
Oh,
oh my God.
She said,
you work in Area 51?
She didn't say dissect them. She said, dissect them.
That's serious.
Like a whole double level.
Yeah.
Of dissecting.
I lived in Roswell, New Mexico. If they haven't been to Roswell, New Mexico first, they going in worse than blind.
Going
in blind and dumb.
I have a question. Since you live in Roswell, do you believe in aliens? Because I feel like there's so much alien activity that happened there.
Absolutely. If we think we're the only intelligent beings in this entire universe, we're way wrong. I mean, way wrong. I've seen the spaceships since I was a little girl in that area.
Wow.
I've seen them in Mexico.
Wow.
I've been to the museum. I've heard the emergency tape. I have followed Adium since I was a little girl. There's no question. There's no question there are other beings that are intelligent out in this universe.
So not like the Amp Hypros. Because you said other intelligent beings.
Absolutely not.
Plan, Edgar.
So, Grace, bottom line, you have this much experience. Do you recommend that the Amp Hypros, disguised as aliens, carrying inflatable alien babies, should they or should they not storm Area 51?
They absolutely should not, unless they have a death wish.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Just got real.
Have a safe trip. Bye.
We will. Oh,
Grace. So taunting.
I don't know. What do you say is going to happen to him, Grace?
Dissect them.
They're gonna what?
Dissect them.
Oh my gosh. We'll find out what happens to them Hypros tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Grace believes that.
Dissect them.
They're gonna dissect them, y'all.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.